Q&A thing here, and I can talk to you online over this Q&A, all right? Hello, everyone. Welcome to this call, and I'm hoping that see all questions, all right. Noise, okay, let me make sure this fixed the noise. Let's see here. If that fixed the noise, go ahead and on the online control panel, you can, in the Q&A, you can just make a post that says that you can hear the call. All right. I see Pearl asked, I can't see anything via live web. Pearl, that is because this is an audio-only call. This is not a webinar. Donovan has a customer service question. Donovan, let me explain. You go to getyoursupport.com, and that is how you get support. Tim is full-time, Monday through Friday, all day long. All he does is help people. So if you go to getyoursupport.com, someone said noise is fixed. Please go to, so Jay says it's okay. Sylvia says, I can hear the call very well, Marlon. Okay, great. Brett says it sounds okay. Okay, good. Thank you, everyone who said that. By the way, if you're on the online interface, you can go ahead and type questions for me that you want answered during the call. Welcome, everyone. I apologize for that noise. I've never had that happen before. That was absolutely insane. Welcome, though. This is the Promo Dashboard Quick Start call, and I am so jazzed, so excited today because I just am jam-packed with information for you, and I cannot wait to get into this. Now, first of all, just like I was saying, any of you have a question on a product, a customer support problem, can't get access, go to www.getyoursupport.com. Tim is there. Tim answers support all day long. We have live chat. We have a support desk. Never, ever, ever, ever email me or anyone else with a customer support question. And the reason is because emails get lost on the inbound half the time. When we send the response outbound, it gets lost half the time. Between the inbound and the outbound, that would mean no customer service gets done. Donovan, welcome to the call. Michael, you go to getyoursupport.com to get access to ask customer support questions, but the long and short of it is you go to productlogin.com and you log in with the username and the password that you yourself chose when you bought the promo dashboard, and that is how you get access. In Atlanta, many people work probably should have the seminar in the evening. Yes, that's true. The problem is that by 8 o'clock at night when most people are home, I'm crashing. I just do not have energy to do conference calls at night. I totally and completely agree with you on that point. I just can't do it. It's just my biorhythms are daytime. Like in the morning, I have energy. By night, man, I'm chilling. I'm maybe surfing the web a little or something, but I'm sure certainly not coherent enough. Will this be recorded? Gene, hopefully. I've got it on record right now. And David Brown says it's soft, but the better volume now. All right, so let's go ahead and dig in and what I'm so excited about to tell you. I'm going to talk to you about how I got 199,540 people to opt into my email list. Now, that is not all my actives. A lot of those are unsubscribed. A lot of those are non-deliverables. I'm just saying, over a period of time that I've been in this business, I've obtained 199,540 opt-ins, and that is my AWeber list alone. It does not include my automateyourwebsite.com list. It does not include my getresponse.com list. It does not include 30,000-plus names that I had at a company called ProAutoResponder.com and let expire for no good reason. It was only $20 a month. I had so many names and orders coming in, I didn't bother to renew it. Actually, to be honest, today, I understand the value of those names, and I would have paid that $20 a month. That was stupid not to do. But I'm excited because, let me tell you, I made my first million online off those 199,540 people. I made my second million online. I made my third million online, and I did not stop there. It's very powerful to have a list, very powerful to get people to opt in. I'm going to show you how I did that today. I'm going to talk about avoiding beginner mistakes. I'm going to talk about how you can take 12 days and start proving this to yourself in 12 days. I call it the 12-day quick start. I'm going to go over that. But first, I want to talk to you about one of the audios that I, several of the audios that I posted in the promo dashboard area on bonus tab 4. Again, if for some reason you cannot find bonus tab 4, go to getyoursupport.com post, and Tim will help you find it. But I have an interview there with Dagan Smith that I conducted last week. Dagan is awesome because he only began in this business about 2 years ago, and I believe he's up to doing $100,000 a month online now, and he adds thousands of people to the list. You know, he adds up to 1,000 a day, and it's a great interview. And I see some questions coming here. I'm going to try to get to these questions. If you have questions, feel free to post them. Dudley says, is the phone number valid? I cannot get the program by phone. Dudley, is the phone number we gave out valid to dial into the call? If you go to getyoursupport.com, Dudley, and live chat Tim will give you the dial-in. I don't have the user dial-in for short, so go ahead and check with Tim on that. I'm going to try to get to these questions, though, about one autoresponder better than other, best way to promote a blog, et cetera. All right. So I interviewed my friend Dagan. He's up to 500,000 opt-ins a day now and doing great on his conversions. I have another interview in there, Keith Baxter, who's just really great info on how he created his free offer. He created 17 Camtasia videos in one day, and he's promoting a new site called kingspointproject.com where people go there, they opt in to get those 17 videos, and he's just killing it with that. And he's selling a big ticket back end off of it. So we have an interview in there with him about how he put that together. You know, he has kids. So he had kids in the background while he's recording these videos. But he used a Plantronics headset, one of the higher-end ones that have, but still they don't cost that much, probably $60-$70, that noise canceling. And cut out his kids, and he made the videos. No problems at all. So those of you who have a family, hey, don't worry about it. No problem. Then we have an interview in there that's just really so awesome, and that interview is with David Cavanaugh. He lives in Thailand now, beautiful wife in Thailand, but he lived in Australia for a long time, and he started promoting over there when he had no money, no list, and no product, and he still made money, and he showed you how he put together a freebie just from something really simple. How he put together a service to sell since he had no product, and how he found the people with money to sell to in just like it took him like 1 week to do this and get the money rolling in, and like forget what it was, but I think money was rolling in literally within 30 days. Great interview with David Cavanaugh. Dynamite guy, great. So on those bonuses, there are some killer interviews, and hopefully you bought soon enough to get all of them because not necessarily everyone is going to get all the bonus interviews. This interview with Dagan, though, you've absolutely got to listen to it. Now, let's talk about building your list. Getting people on your list and getting people to opt in. How are you going to do this, and how did I do it? Okay, there's a few things. See, this business sounds complex, and there are a lot of details to it. The bigger you get, the more details there are. But the business is basically a very simple business, and you got to keep this in mind because everybody and their son emails you every day, brand new system for making money, and this one sounds good, and this one sounds better, and I can't believe how much money he made so fast. And some people think you should have products, and some people don't, and all of this. But at the end of the day, the method that's basic to most everyone's success, at least what we teach, it's called the direct response business. That means you get people on your list, you send them emails, you sell them something. Once they buy, they become a customer, you develop a relationship, and you sell them things more expensive. That's the whole business right there. When I say it's a simple business, it is. Number one, you got to get people on your list. Number two, you got to send out emails to get people to buy. Number three, you got to send out more emails to get people to buy. If you do not have your own product, you can start out with affiliate products. Dagan started out promoting affiliate products originally and then, in short order, created his own products. You can do that. Lots of people do it. All right, so let's talk about how I got people on my list, how Dagan does it, and a lot of other people in this business do it. Okay. The number one way you get people on your list is to offer them something free. You got to offer them something free. Now, who are these people? How do you find them? How do you know what to offer them? That's all row number one in the promo dashboard walks you through how you research, how to find the blogs that people go on and read, and you do that at technorati.com. That is a link in the promo dashboard on row one. You want to find the blogs that they read. The reason you want to find the blogs they read is to see if there's banner ads there, to see if you can buy text links there, to see the other websites they link to that you might be able to buy banner ads or get text links on. Forums, do they have forum? Where are the forums? This is very important. A lot of times you can buy banner ads or Google ads in forums. Great place to buy banner ads or Google ads. I talked to, on one of our last quick start call, which was not recorded, Mr. Wilson was on there, I believe Steve Wilson. He has a very successful trading business, and his best lead generation comes from a banner ad that he runs in a forum and participates on, but it's a highly trafficked forum. So you got to know the blogs people read, the forums they go to, the websites they go to, who they trust for advice, right, and what their hot buttons are. See, your free report, the thing that's going to get them on your list is the hot button. Now, here's why all of this, here's why you want to do all of this, here's what's so important about it. So the whole key to getting people to opt into your list is your freebie. So you got to go to the forum, go through row one, go to the forums, go to the blogs, the websites people go to. This is the key, because that's where you're going to find the hot buttons. This is where you're going to find their needs and problems. Now, let me tell you a story about my friend, the late, great Corey Rudel. Corey started online, and his first thing that he did is he was really into cars, and he noticed that on the Jaguar forums, people kept complaining because they had to pay so much money in order to get those little ornaments, the Jaguar ornament on the hood. So he imported these things from Italy because these are really expensive for people to buy. He started selling them on the web, and they sold like crazy. Literally just went announced in the forums that he had them. He threw up a little web page, and the business went crazy. That was that he found that just by surfing the forums, just by reading the forums. So this is what I recommend you do. Become one of your target market. Whatever your target audience is, become one of them. Read the forums. Read the blogs. Participate. This is how you tap into the psyche and tap into the mindset of your target audience. That's really all that row one is. Now, row two is about once you found some hot buttons, you want to create a freebie. And we talk, you don't got to do everything on row two. You only need to do one of those icons, one freebie. You can do Camtasia videos like my friend Keith Baxter did. You can write a little PDF report, and it can be as short as one page. Agora Publishing, A-G-O-R-A. The links are in promo dashboard, and I talk about Agora. They typically use one-page free reports, one page, and they just kill it on opt-ins. I mean, I'm talking about that hundreds of thousands of people. They have, I think, 400,000 or 500,000 on their list last I heard. They just add thousands and thousands of opt-ins off of these little one-page reports. Now, you can also do full-blown PDFs. You can do e-books. You can even do free teleseminars that you have people opt in for, free webinars. So you got to have a freebie that taps into the hot buttons of your target audience. Now, let me give you a big tip here. Here's how you can test your ideas for freebies. Create some banner ads that are like 468 pixels wide by 60 pixels tall. Hopefully you've been through design dashboard and you know what pixels are. You get Photoshop Elements. You can do it for $100. Or you can go online. There's plenty of people that will make banners for you for $20 or $30. Get some banner ads made with different titles for your free report, different subjects for your free report. Then you go to Google pay-per-click and you run those banner ads. And you can pay-per-click on the banners. You don't have to, so you can just go in there and pay-per-click just like you would a little ad. Now, you can also test this with ads. It's a little easier on a banner, though, because you can put the full title of the report on these banners. And you just see which banner gets the most clicks. That tells you the hottest title for your report. You know, because I used to teach 12 product surveys, still do, but a lot of people have a problem doing the darn survey. Use banners. I've solved the problem. Pay-per-click banners, and you can find out real fast what the scoop is. By the way, we've got a couple more online questions here. On the webcast, Rich Hamilton says it reconnected automatically. Well, that's slick. Zendoc, glad you made it. Didn't have to reconnect. Jim in Houston says wanting to have people add their promo dashboard link. Okay, so he has a website. When is the webinar on actually navigating around promo dashboard? Pearl? I don't recall promising a webinar on navigating around the promo dashboard. Pearl, if I did promise it, go to getyoursupport.com and post that URL to Tim so I will know what I promised. If I promised it, I'll deliver it. But I'll walk you through right now in just a second navigating around the promo dashboard. But a webinar is not a bad idea on it. But anyway, this is your lead generation. It's just finding your hot buttons. and putting those things on banner ads and testing them and throwing up on the Google pay-per-click. If you're not familiar with Google pay-per-click, go to Google.com, click advertise, sign up for free, and you got a choice of a keyword ad or an image ad. You click the one that says image ad. I think that's what they call it, is an image ad. And that's it. You create your little, get your banners created. Again, you can do those yourself. Not hard. In Photoshop Elements, you do File New. You select 468 pixels wide by 60 pixels tall. You insert a new layer, which we show you how to do that in Design Dashboards. It's just one little thing you click, insert new layer, and then you click on the text tool and you type your text there. What I would do is make it a blue hyperlink, though. Make it, turn it blue, underline it, save it, crop it. You got to use a little crop tool and crop that banner. Save it for the web. There's a little bit of learning there, but as you can see, it's not that hard, folks. It's not that hard to do some basic stuff. However, you can go online, and there's lots of people that will do banners for you, killer banners for dirt cheap. So it's not a big deal. So that's how you find the hot button. That's how you find your freebie. Marlon, people are not opting into my list. Here are the causes. One, the traffic you're sending there, you know, is so poor. But even on low-quality traffic, you can get traffic. My friend Dagan gets traffic from TrafficSwarm, SWARM.com, TrafficSwarm.com, and he still gets 3% of the people that go to his site to opt in on the opt-in page. He gets 3%, and that's very low-quality traffic. So if he can do that, you know, you can test with about any traffic, and you should at least be getting some opt-ins, right? One way to do it is you get the banner, you test those banners on Google pay-per-click, and then you take the banner that's winning, and you send that traffic over to the opt-in page that you create offering the freebie. If people don't opt in to get it, then you didn't hit the hot button right. If you hit the right hot button, get the right headline and some hot, smoking hot bullet points on there, they'll opt in. Now, the secret of this is creating a swipe file. When you personally run across what we call a name squeeze page, a page that convinces you to opt in, to give them your name and your email address, save that puppy to your hard drive. Get a little folder that you stick all that stuff in. I call mine swipe banners. Well, literally swipe them, but it's your models, your inspiration, right? Save them. Save a bunch of the banners and the opt-in pages, the squeeze name squeeze pages. Save them to your hard drive. And then when you're ready to create one, you've got something to work with. Now, there are some great killer designers out there. You can go to Graphics Genie, GraphicsGenie, GraphicsGenie.com. I'm having him, Darren, create a squeeze page for me. He's good enough for me, good enough for you. And his prices are very reasonable, like $200 for a squeeze page that's drop-dead and killer, and he can do banners for you, too. You want a video on your squeeze page? He can do Camtasia videos for you, or those drop-dead stunning killer videos, but they're not cheap. That's like 2 G's. The Camtasia videos are cheaper. The squeeze page itself is like $200. There are a lot of other designers. Now, I reference some of these designers in Promo Dashboard when on the squeeze page thing. I give you some good designers. Design Guru Ryan, great designer, can do a wonderful job for you. Let's see. Then there's Carl Warren who's in the Warriors Forum a lot. ecoverninja.com. Great, wonderful, fabulous design. He can do the e-cover and e-book covers for you, the report cover, the squeeze page, the whole ball of wax, banners. You know, these guys and gals are really talented and do some great graphics. And so now I believe you should be able to do some of your own graphics. I really sincerely believe that. Because let's say they send you over your graphic and you want to change the words on the banner. You don't want to have to go back to them and pay them $30, $40, $50 and wait however long for them to get around to it to change the stupid banner. You open what's called the PSD, the Photoshop file. You open it in Photoshop Elements or Photoshop. You click the layer that it's on. You hit the text tool and you just change the text. Save it. Done. Easy, easy, easy to do. Not a big deal. Now, in Dagan's case, I don't know if he does his own graphics or outsources. You don't have to do it yourself. You can outsource, is my point, and it's not that expensive to get stuff done. Now, that's really your squeeze page. It's coming up with a hot idea, and if they don't opt in, it's either your traffic or you just didn't hit the hot button. redo your headline, redo your bullet points. If that doesn't work, get a new freebie. Come up with a new idea. Do a new Camtasia video. Write a new 1, 5, 10, 20-page report. You know, do a new teleseminar, record it, give them the audio. You know, I have a friend, Ben Hart, who's doing, I believe the site is AdWordsScience.com, and he's getting thousands of opt-ins off of 5 Camtasia videos on how to do Google AdWords. He's getting thousands. He gets thousands and thousands and thousands of opt-ins off a free ebook. A free ebook. But he also does Camtasia videos. So this is how you get people to opt in. Now, where do you get the people? Where do you get the traffic from? Michael Austin says, Marlon, when are we getting the forum working? Michael, I'm asking myself that question. Here's the thing. The forum works. The thing is, it's not a one-click login. I did this before on product dashboard. Everybody clicked, everybody registered a new username for the password. You can use the same one that you used for to log in originally, and everybody did it. This time around, ain't nobody doing it. So I'm having my programmer, Rick Hansen, do a one-click login. So when you click, you're already logged into the forum. The forum works. You just had to create a username and password to get in there, and it didn't happen. Nobody's done it. I mean, one person's done it, and it's understandable. I guess it was too confusing. So Rick's working on it. If you know how programmers are, they take their time to get to stuff. It's going to get done. I promise you it'll get done. I may just have to go to a plan B. I really know Rick's going to get to it. It's just it was a holiday weekend and everything, so he didn't have time. That's my fault. I'm really so confused because on product dashboard, what we did there worked perfectly, and this time it didn't. And so that's my bad. It's on me. All right, so let's get back to the topic here on this squeeze page. Somebody asked about navigating around the promo dashboard. Let's go ahead and talk about that. So you got row one. You just go through these. You just click on the icon and go through it, right, day by day. So here's how it works, Paul. You got row one. That's researching your forums, your blogs, websites they go to, and then creating your ideal customer profile, and I show you how to create a profile using quantcast.com. That's in the promo dashboard, that link, quantcast.com. You can get the you just go to websites and these blogs and stuff, type them into Quantcast. It'll show you their age range, how much money they make, mixture of male versus female, everything about them, educational level. You'll be able to create an exact profile of who these people are, how old they are, how much money they make, what their educational level is. That's your customer profile. Now, you got your customer profile. You've surfed the blogs and the forums. You know what the hot topics are. You can look at the forums and see how many people view posts and how many people post on topics. That right there tells you the hot topics. Not hard to find the hot topics. Look at the forum. Look at how many people comment on posts and view posts. There's your hot topics right there in front of your face. Now you create some reports, hot reports, Camtasia videos, et cetera, on those topics. Stick them on banners and test them and find out which one wins. Now get your squeeze page created. I recommend you use one of these designers, graphic designers that are so killer and the ones that I refer to in there when you're just starting out, right? Now, that's row two. Now, row two, Pearl, you only got to do one of those icons, one of them, because you just need one freebie. Now, row three, we're setting up your autoresponder service. Who do I recommend? If you're a beginner, automateyourwebsite.com. That is my private label of one shopping cart, automateyourwebsite.com. That has your affiliate program. That is your autoresponders. That has everything in it. In the past, I was concerned about about one shopping cart's email deliverability, but I got to say, they were bought out, I don't know what it was, 6 months ago, and their email deliverability, I checked it out yesterday. As far as I can see, they got top-notch email deliverability now, so there's no reason not to use them. Now, the question is, do I use them? I have lists over there, but my main lists are with AWeber, and I also have lists with GetResponse. The number one reason for that is because we use a custom affiliate program and a custom, you know, we use DirectTrack for our affiliate program and this and that. I wanted more control since I have access to programmers. We use the automateyourwebsite.com system. It's great for newbies, but you can't go in there and hack it and change it and set everything up yourself custom. I like to customize everything, but it's also a pain. Yes, we are getting, Michael, you are getting an extension on the forum. Of course, there has been no forum, so of course I give you an extension on it. Our squeeze page different for blogs? Well, Charlie, you're mixing apples and oranges, and let me explain. Blog isn't a squeeze page. A blog's a blog. Here's the purpose of a blog. the squeeze page gets people on the email list, right? The squeeze page does. Now, if you're using the blog to get traffic, you can use the blog for traffic or you can use the blog for a conversion tool. Two entirely different things, and they should really be called different names. A traffic blog is completely different from a conversion blog. I use blogs for conversions more than I do traffic. If you're using a traffic blog, that means you're using it to get organic, meaning the free non-paid listings in Google, in the main area in Google. Then what you do is you get them to your blog, you offer them your hot freebie, your hot free report, they click the link and go to the squeeze page. So the blog's not the squeeze, the blog just advertises the freebie. That sends them to the squeeze page, now they opt in, boom, 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 they go to your process, and now when you send them out the email, you're going to send them to testimonials, to free PDFs, to free videos, to free podcasts that you got over on your conversion blog, which is different than your lead gen organic blog, two separate blogs. One blog is optimized for the search engine. Now, you could try to do both on one. To me, they're different things. One blog is just to get people to opt in. You're going to offer different free reports. You're just going to hammer trying to get that traffic to opt into your list. The other one is to try to get them to buy. Two separate purposes, in my opinion, two separate blogs. Conversion blog, we handle in row six, five or six of the promo dashboard. I believe it's row six, because row five is sending out your emails. Row six icon, I believe, is number one. We talk about setting up your blog. That's where you can also use that to set up your organic, you know, blog to try to get SEO traffic. I recommend the blog for conversions mainly, because you can put podcasts over there, you can put Camtasia videos over there, you can do posts, you can interview customers, have people post testimonials, have people comment for the social proof. It's for to get people to buy, conversions. So that's the scoop on the blog. But it's a good question. So the blogs aren't squeeze pages. You link to the squeeze page from the blog. Tony in UK, awesome info, mom, but dude, chill, you're going to buy a blood vessel. Would you stop? Dude, listen, I'm telling you. I wake up, this is how I am most mornings. I wake up in the morning, I drink coffee, and this is how I am, depending on the day. If I, you know, now, by night, by 8, if I was doing this call at 8 o'clock tonight, he'd be like, yeah, well, you know, blogs. Yeah, I've got some blogs. It'd be really chill, man, I'm telling you, Tony. Yeah, you know, this is why I'm probably a good speaker for an hour and a half, and after that it's hard to listen to me because I tend to be high energy in spurts, and then I'll just, like, chill. I work that way in my business. Like, I work really hard sometimes for a month or a month and a half, and then I'll just chill for, like, 1, 2, 3 months. I kind of work in spurts. Everybody has their unique peculiarities, and when you're younger, you try to change yourself, and when you're my age, you just give up and roll with it. Actually, the whole thing is, Tony, I'm just trying to give you so much info on this call because I only got one shot at you all, and so I'm just trying to give you all great info. All right. Now, I want to talk about Tony, about how he got traffic to his squeeze pages, because that's just a great interview. So, Tony, God, man, my brain. I need more coffee. Dagan. Here's how Dagan gets traffic to his blog, is to his squeeze pages. He buys a lot of traffic from eZine ads. He does solo mailings for even small eZines, up to big ones. He buys banner ads. He does pay-per-click on Google. He does what's called cost per action in the CPA networks, where he pays $1.35 a lead on a cost per action network. That's really like affiliate program, except for paying for sales, you're paying for leads. You can do that in a lot of affiliate software programs. It's just that you're paying for a lead instead of paying for a sale. And for some reason, they call these networks that are really pay-per-lead, where most of the offers are pay-per-lead instead of pay-per-sell, they call them cost-per-action. I didn't understand that for the longest time. I was just so baffled and confused by what are these CPA networks. I just keep hearing about them. I just don't understand. And there's a bunch of them out there, Azoogle, AZOOGLE.com. Hydra Media is the biggest, but they won't even let you join until you're really big. CPAEmpire.com. There's a bunch of them. If you type in CPA networks in Google, you'll probably find hundreds of them. All they are affiliate programs where people pay per lead, instead of per sell. And then if you're affiliate, you advertise the programs and you get paid per lead instead of pay per sell. It's pay per lead versus pay per sell. That's all there is to it. So Dagan pays $1.35 a lead. Now on Google, he's paying about $2 to $3 to get somebody to opt into his email list. And you're going, good God, $2 or $3 for an opt-in sounds like a lot. But here's the whole secret. I'm going to give you a major, huge, massive key right now. I'm going to show you how to erase all your advertising costs. Let me ask you a question. If you could erase all your advertising costs, would you then be able to advertise as much as you wanted? I'll repeat the question. If I could show you how to erase all your advertising costs, could you then have an unlimited advertising budget? Could you get all the traffic that you wanted, make all the sales you want, screw the recession, make a ton of money, and live a nice freaking life? The answer is yes. How? Well, Nitro Marketing came out with a new course about it. They call it their Quattro method, meaning I think four upsells and downsells. Dude, it's upsells and it's downsells. So once you buy, Dagan leads with an offer of a free CD for $5 shipping and handling. Matt Basak and Russ Brunson are doing that too. Matt Basak really invented that model, to be honest. But a real low priced offer, like free CD, $5. Video Professor actually is the one that invented that model. Matt got it from him. Now, they buy that. Now he offers them a half price, his $500 email marketing course for $250. Now, if they buy that, I think they're also agreeing to continuity. They're getting automatically billed for something or the other, right? I'm on that continuity. I'm paying. This is how I meet people. You want to network, you buy something from them. I always do that. Just about everybody that I become a good networker with, become a friend and all that, I bought from them. You know, you don't call them up asking for a freebie. You buy from them, and you'll get on their radar. When you give them money, go figure. Or help them make sales, sell their stuff. That'll also get you on the radar. So anyway, it's upsells and downsells. So if they buy that $250 thing, they're also agreeing to, I think, $100 a month continuity thing, you know, like his membership deal. And then if they don't buy it, they get an offer for $50-something or the other. And then if they buy the $50, they get the $250 offer again. And this is crazy. People will say no to the $250 deal, buy the $50, get the $250 offer again, and then say yes. Craziest freaking thing. Now, the other secret of this is brand new, and there is a shopping cart module that's been invented for one shopping cart. I believe Perry Belcher wrote it. That lets you do this. It's called the one-click upsells. So they don't got to re-enter their credit card info. They just click the button. I do not have this yet. I'm hot for it. I want that so bad. Matt Basak, I think, is selling a high-end deal for Infusion Software, which is an intermediate or advanced markets. By the way, you intermediate advanced people, I'll get to you in a second. Really, just upsell and downsell stuff, one click. This is the hottest thing going in internet marketing, along with forced continuity. Forced continuity meaning that when you buy the product, you also agree to a 30-day trial or something, 15-day trial, and you're going to get billed after that. If you do that, make it easy for people to cancel. Don't make them be going through hoops to cancel, and make sure they know they're going to get billed. Don't be cheating people. But the method works, but you got to be real careful to really make it clear how to cancel and make it clear that they're going to get billed, or you're going to have unhappy consumers calling your attorney general, and you're going to be sitting in a jail cell having all your money gone. So don't do it. All right, let's see what else. Upsells and downsells, that erases your advertising costs, because by the time they're done with that process, the first thing, or first one or two things they buy pays for the ad, and the next one or two upsells is your profit, or if you put them on a forced continuity thing, meaning I think on Dagan's, when they buy that free CD, they also agree to a 30-day trial of something like your CD of the month that they're going to get billed for. But this is why on these pay-per-lead cost-per-action networks, this is why these people do crazy payoffs. Let me explain. Like Dagan is on, so his CPA offer, cost per action, pay per lead offer is like this. He has one where it's just $1.35 an opt-in. He has another one where if you promote his CD and somebody gets the free CD and pays the $5 shipping and handling, he's going to pay you $20. So in other words, they're only paying him $5 and he's paying out $20. Why? Well, because they're agreeing to be billed again in like 15 or 30 days and to go on a continuity. And he knows the average person's going to stay there 3, 4, 5, or 6 months. So it's all numbers. You know, he's paying out 20, but I think they're going to get billed 20 or 30 a month. So he's broken even after 30 days, and he gets 2 or 3, 4 more billings from him. So he's made 4 or 5 times his money. Let me ask you a question. If you can make 5 times your money, how many times do you want to do that in a month? Pretty hard to do that on a CD. Pretty hard to do that at the bank. Pretty hard to do that in the stock market today. Pretty hard to, you know, that's why we're in this stupid business. See, this is a simple business. We get people on the list. We make a free offer. We find out where they hang out. We dangle the carrot in front of them. We get them on the list, and then we send them emails. When we get them on the list and they buy something, we give them these upsells and downsells. Upsells means we sell them something more expensive. Downsells means we sell them something less expensive. Upsells and downsells. So that's the whole business in a nutshell. Now, you know what? I'm really hoping this is recording, but I'm betting that because we lost the connection, I got a real feeling this is not going to be recorded. So for those of you who are smart enough to be on this call, congratulations. For all the other people who thought they were going to hear the recording, boy, did they ever miss out. Let's see. Upsells and downsells. Oh, let me walk through the rest of the dashboard. So row 2, that's putting together your freebie. Row 3, setting up your autoresponder. Row 4 is more technical stuff on getting all your email stuff set up. That takes like 2 rows to get all the technical stuff set up. Kind of sucks. But I think one page, row 3, I believe, row 3 is setting up the squeeze page. I think row 4 is setting up the autoresponders or vice versa. One of them is really getting your squeeze page all set up. One of them is really just getting all your autoresponders set up. Then row 5 is how to write the emails. That's a fun row. Now we're getting to marketing. Row 5 is all how to write your emails, and then row 6 is how to get people to buy the conversions. Row 6 is about, you know, a lot of people say, well, Marlon, I got people on my list, but they ain't buying. How many of you say that? Now I got people on my list, Marlon, and they ain't buying nothing. Well, here's the thing. Let's be honest. You got to send them a lot of emails, building relationship, entertaining, educational. Get on Dagan's list, recruitlikecrazy.com. Recruit, R-E-C-R-U-I-T, likecrazy.com. He'll send you 2 emails a day. One in the morning is long and entertaining and educational. One at night's a pitch. You can go to womenapproachme.com, W-O-M-E-N. These are all in the promo dashboard, I believe. Dagan isn't, but he's in the audio, but all the rest of these are in the promo dashboard, like John Alanis. John's my friend, buddy down in Austin. Women Approach Me, W-O-M-E-N, womenapproachme.com. John will send you 2 emails a day. One in the morning is the most entertaining email you ever read and informative if you want to meet women. I suppose some woman should be writing the menapproachme.com, really. So if you're a woman, maybe that's your life's calling to write women, men approach me. You know, John figured out that the number one fear thing people had, guys had, was they didn't want to have to approach a girl. So he just turned it around and made it his USP. Dagan did the same thing on Recruit Like Crazy. His whole thing is the king of never calling a single lead, because in MLM business, network marketing, nobody wants to have to call leads. So he kind of did that same little twist. That's called your USP. What differentiates you? What's your big hot button? Your biggest hot button, right? Got to have a hot button. All right, so anyway, you send emails. Now you want to offer special bonuses for buying and deadlines. What do you get from me? You get a lot of special bonuses. You got a lot of special deadlines, right? Well, that's how you convert people. Now, you also use podcasts. You send them to a podcast on your blog. I should be doing more podcasts and video. Frankly, I'm a man down, a person down on our staff, and we just don't have time. And I'm waiting to figure out, really define more clearly the person I want to hire this next time around. Honestly, that's a learning curve for me. So we're not doing all I would like to. I would like to be doing more videos on our blog and more podcasts on our blog and so forth. But that's how you convert people. You know, you can do the live streaming video is smoking right now, and it's just awesome. I really love it, and I should be doing more of it. You know, there's always this concern about I'm not going to look good on video. And now you can do Camtasia videos where you're showing the computer, so you don't have to show people yourself. And if you can't talk or you can't speak English, then go to graphicsgenie.com and have him do your Camtasia video for you. I'll repeat that, G-R-A-P-H-I-C-S-G-E-N-I-E.com. All right. Now, Let me go here, questions. So that's row six is your convergence. So row one, that's researching your blog, forums, you know, writing your ideal customer profile. Row two, that's creating your freebie. Row three, if I recall, that's your squeeze page. Row four, if I recall, that's your getting your autoresponder set up and all that jazz. Row five is how to write your emails. Row six, how to get them to buy. All right, let's see here. Questions. Mike. Let's see, Tony, UK. I have a physical product I test launched recently, $97 a month. I was doing well, but I'm losing customers due to the price. Well, dude, here's the thing. People are only going to stay on recurring billing 3 or 4 months on average. If you've got them 3 or 4 months, you know, that's average. Sell them more stuff. Sell them seminars, big tickets, coaching. Sell them other stuff. Most people only stay on recurring billing, though, 3 or 4 months. So that's normal to lose the customers. I don't think it's the price. I don't care what the price is. $20 a month, you'll still lose them after 3 or 4 months. No, I wouldn't lower the price. I would just sell them something else. They're only going to be there 3 or 4 months. So sell them a big ticket. Get them to a seminar. Get them on a six-week conference call that you sell them. Sell them, sell them, sell them, sell them, sell them. With value. Understand, this is all done ethically, providing tremendous value to your customers. Charlie says, please explain the upsell downsell model based solely on selling affiliate products. All right. It ain't no different, Charlie. The order link goes to the affiliate product instead of your own product. That's the only difference. It makes no difference, Charlie. It's the same thing. You pitch the product on a Camtasia video or in a letter and give them an order link. It's just that order link's a ClickBank link instead of your own link. You're still going to make the commission. Now, it is going to be a problem when you may be able to do it with custom programming. When they order that first affiliate product to downsell from there, I don't know on that. You would have to talk to a programmer. I'm not entirely 100% sure that can be done, Charlie. I'm not 100% sure because I don't do it with affiliate products. A programmer could probably write a program that submits the data like ClickBank in the background and then takes them to the next upsell or downsell. Now, understand, all this isn't necessarily cheap. This is what I'm saying. It's simple. That doesn't mean it's free or cheap. I'm just being honest. The one shopping cart software that'll do the upsells and downsells, Perry Belcher, I believe, has that. And I know he got it. You got it with his $1,000 course. I don't know if he sells that separately or not. I believe I saw it on the Internet separate, and it wasn't expensive. Dagan spent a lot of money to have his upsells and downsells programmed. I'll be honest. He spent a lot of. He had a custom program. He spent a lot of money. I'm giving you the cutting edge right here, folks. I mean, this is just now happening. Like Matt Basak just sold his software that'll do the one-click. You know, now see, I don't have the one click. I have upsells and downsells that we custom program, but it wasn't that hard for us to do the programming custom because I don't have the one click. If you're going to do the one click ordering, that right now, other than the one shopping cart thing that Perry invented, well, I don't know. I try to give people the truth rather than just what's a good sounding pitch. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the truth is, right now this is brand new and the technology's not there. 6 months from now, there'll probably be all kinds of programs that do this. Today, getting it all done ain't necessarily the easiest. The single best solution I know is that one shopping cart upsell downsell thing, and I'm not even sure how much that is. You know, you understand, you can go to Rent-A-Coder and hire people to do this stuff, and a lot of you are on different order systems and all of that. You know, your best bet's probably to go to Rent-A-Coder and just try to hire somebody to custom program it for you. Let's see here. Question. All right, so that's the upsells and the downsells, Charlie. Mike, I got started. I'd like to get started with affiliate products. I understand the promo dashboard will help me sell your products as well as others, correct? Yeah, Mike. You see, affiliate products are no big deal. You get people on the list. And then you just send them emails for different affiliate products, and the link's an affiliate link. That's easy there. That's a piece of cake. You don't got to do this upsell and downsell thing. Understand that. You know, this is just the icing on the cake. That's how to erase all your advertising costs. you know, you can just get people on your email list and start sending them emails for different affiliate products. And people have been doing that for the last 5 years, Mike, making a whole lot of money doing it. So I wouldn't worry that much about it. Now, you need to do some podcasts and video and build up that relationship best as you can. Zendoc, here's a question. Aren't you looking at the dashboard while you're describing it? Say row 3 is a squeeze page, rows 4 is vice versa. Zendoc, no, I'm not looking at the dashboard. I can if you need me to. Here's the thing. This is kind of hard to understand. I'm a big picture person. Like, it don't matter if it's row 3 or row 4. It don't matter. You just do the rows and the icons. The thing that matters is, I see, I'm just big picture. This is, we do these dashboards, but I have my staff do most of that stuff in there. I wrote a lot of it, but they did a lot of the details and screen caps and stuff. I'm just not a detailed person because it's just not how my brain works. Different people's brains work different ways. You know, I don't do my own accounting. I probably should, but I don't because I just can't make myself do it. I look big picture. Big picture, you got to find the hot buttons, get people on the list, send them out emails, send them to podcast videos and other stuff that gets them to buy. Those are the important things. Whether it happens on the row 3 or the row 4, I really could care less. It just do the rows and the icons. It's obvious. It's labeled over in the margin what the row is. I just don't remember off the top of my head. If it really is a huge issue with you all, I'll go look it up. But you all are smart people, and I give you credit for that. And, frankly, you can read. All right. Jay says, when you're testing hot button freebie, you're just testing if you have the right stuff before creating it, correct, Jay? Well, Jay, what I would do, yeah, you ask a good question there, Jay, is how do you do that? See, if you, it's dicey. And let me just explain that. In the U.S., there's a law about dry testing. In other words, you can't represent that you have a product that you ain't got. Now, the thing about a banner ad is that they click that headline. You didn't promise there's a product that exists. It was a headline. What I would do and the way I would test it is this. They click the headline and they just go to a page where you just have the same headline on the page and you have one page, basically a one-page mini report that talks about whatever that topic is. That's what I would do. So you give them the information you promised in the headline just on that page. A little one-page summary, like a one-page mini report. That's what I would do. And frankly, that's how Agora Publishing, from what I've seen, does a whole lot of their lead generation. Again, all the links to Agora are in the product. They got a ton of websites, dailywealth.com, dailyreckoning.com. They probably got 100 websites, if not more. But I linked to a few of them. InvestmentU, with the letter U.com. A lot of their lead generation that they do is one-page reports. But it works, you know. Yeah, you don't want to be promising, though, something that you don't deliver. In other words, you don't want to be deceiving customers or making consumers feel disappointed. You know, you don't want to be putting bad karma out there into the marketplace or whatever. I don't know if you want to call it karma, whatever you want to call it. Let's see here, questions. I hope my answer wasn't too direct. I'm kind of blunt sometimes. I'm kind of honest. Sometimes people have problems working with me because, like, if I like something, I tell them directly, and if I don't like it, I tell them it sucks. I mean, it's just my personality is I'm not one to, like, sugarcoat and try to say things that glaze everything and make it all sugar. No, that's not me. It's like I'm just blunt. That's maybe bluntly honest, sometimes too bluntly honest. You know, and sometimes that served me well in business because my customers know if I tell them something, you know, pretty much that's how I feel about it. It may not always be the truth, but it's the truth the way I see it, and that's at any point in time the best that you can do. You know, a friend of mine asked me a year ago what I thought about e-zine advertising. I told him that I thought that the days of e-zine advertising had passed and gone. I met Dagan, and 25% of his lead generation is coming by running solo mailings in e-zines and little banner ads in e-zines. I changed my tune real quick. He's generating a lot of leads from solo mailings to e-zine and banner ads. Some e-zines are HTML-based, and you can run banner ads in them. He's generating a lot of leads that way. Now, who else has a question? Because I don't – it's like – I wanted to give some advanced stuff, and there's more advanced stuff in the dashboard, by the way. Like, let me just tell you some of the advanced stuff. In the PowerPoint area, we show how to create, using your own stock photos, totally trick PowerPoint backgrounds that are far better than what you pay $200, $300 for these canned backgrounds. And you can do something with pictures that you buy at BigStockPhoto.com for a buck, and you can do something that will beat the heck out of those and be something unique and will totally differentiate and set apart your Camtasia videos. You know, on the podcast part, we show, like, somewhere in there we have this little trick, the player that you see on Bonus Set 4, that little iPod player. Now, you got to buy that thing. It's like $40, the code for it, but it's really trick. And there's a lot of other really rocking, you know, like podcast audio players out there you can get. That's something that's advanced. Most people don't see it. Let me tell you, a big one that's in there is the copy and paste code that when people opt into your email list, it'll put their name on the next page in the headline real big. So it's, John, thank you for opting in. Here, you know, go click this link to get your free report. It'll also show you how to put that name into AWeber. If you use AWeber, it'll put that name into AWeber, and then you can merge that name into outgoing emails. And you can probably do that with other autoresponder services, too. I mostly use AWeber. So we use GetResponse, though, for some of our lists. For our reseller lists are over there on GetResponse. So that's an advanced technique that really works and is really great and awesome. Some of the stuff we have in there in row 6 on the conversion is stuff that it's hard to find out. Like, we have a source for the most killer stuff on how to do lighting, where to buy lighting stuff and everything. And then on one of our tabs, we have our demo of how we created the upsell video. Killer stuff. And we show how we did the lighting for it. Rick says, be blunt, it works for me. Zendoc, I understand now. It seemed funny because I'm used to webinars. Zendoc, I'm just not a detailed person. That's why I hire people and have staff. I don't need to. Okay, if I had really great attention to detail, I could probably run this whole business myself. I know how to do everything, or most everything. But I just, it's hard for, I have to be real careful about typing an email without making a typo. You know, I just don't have good attention to detail. Mike, do you recommend using PLR products as a freebie? You can use PLR products. In the Keith Baxter interview, Mike, we talk about this. You probably need to make your own e-cover for it and give it its own title if you're going to use it as a freebie. You don't have a product of your own. That's all fine. You know, but understand, Mike, it's not hard to create product. You know, in the Ryan Dice interview, I show you how he just joint ventures or partners with experts. And I believe Ryan's built million-dollar businesses just by partnering. He didn't tell me his numbers, but I believe he's built million. I'm pretty sure he's built million-dollar businesses by partnering with experts and splitting the profits. So you don't have just, you can find somebody who's really killer in a field. Like, let's say, I don't know, if any field, if you found a great expert, give them 30% of the business, 50% of the business for being having the expertise, and then you do the marketing and you split the money. 50-50, 70-30, 60-40, well, however you want to split that pie. Now, you can use PLR. Perry Belcher used PLR stuff for a lot of his stuff. If I do not have a product on my own, do you recommend using affiliate products? Well, Promo Dashboard's how to build your list. So I don't care what you sell, your own products or other people's products, Mike. It's all the same. You got to get people on a list and send them emails to sell them something, whether it's yours or whether it's somebody else's. Is the key to selling affiliate products picking a target niche where there are tons of prospects? Not necessarily. There's a lot of money made in smaller niches where people buy more expensive stuff. You know? You're looking for people that are highly passionate, and because they're highly passionate, they spend a lot of money. That's the real key. The key to selling products is finding people that want to buy products. That's the whole key there, Mike. If they don't want to buy products, then it's not a good target market. If they want to buy products and they prove it by buying a lot of products, hey, it's a great target market. Sometimes you can have a target market where there's not a lot of people selling in the market, but the people are very passionate about it, just nobody's selling. Promo Dashboard will get one doing the promoting and selling. Right, that's right. Is it important to pick niches carefully and stay in them since you will be building a list over time? In my opinion, yes. Is the Nitro system or one shopping cart upsell downsell technology key generating free advertising? Well, In the case example I gave, Mike, yes. Because, well, that's the, when I say free, now you don't have to do that. Let me tell you, I have a friend, Ben Hart. Ben makes 100 G's a month, sells 100 G's just off of, mostly off of Google lead generation, Google ads. He does not have one click upsell or downsell. He's the most non-techie person you'll ever meet. You can go to marketingrocketfuel.com, marketingrocketfuel.com. That link is in promo dashboard, and you can see one of his sites. You know, Ben just gets them on the list and sends them emails. No upsell, no downsell, nothing. He gets them on the list, and he just starts sending emails. So you don't got to do that. Really, that's not for you, Mike. That's for the intermediate advanced people on the call. You've got to understand, I got newbies, intermediate, and advanced. The intermediate advanced people need something to work on. Intermediate is doing upsells and downsells. Advanced is getting the one-click thing working. That's an advanced technique. It's not really for newbies. Do I recommend using a viral TAF software? The problem with that is AWeber considers it spam. So if you use a major autoresponder service, I believe you'll find it violates their TOS. Mike Filsaime uses that, but as far as I know, Mike has the Pro, I think it's called Pro Autoresponder Software or Pro Something Software. I believe it's on his own server. So he can do that. But if you're using, I believe, GetResponse, AWeber, or One Shopping, I think you will find it violates the TOS on all of those. Although I could be wrong about that. You got to read the terms of service. But I remember reading a post from AWeber that they considered telefriendscripts violating their terms of service. Will your email and sales letter products help us in marketing to the list we are building? I would hope so. Because when you write sales letters, a lot of that's learning features, benefits, how to calls to action, and so forth. Is it too late to make money in affiliate marketing? No, it's never going to be too late. 100 years from now, it'll never be too late. People have been doing affiliate marketing, Mike, since the beginning of time. Let me explain. Back in the old days when all you had were people growing vegetables, bulls, cow, and whatever, dinosaurs to barter, you know, some dude there is going, listen, if I can sell your Tyrannosaurus, will you pay me a commission? Yeah, buddy, if you can sell my Tyrannorex or whatever those things, big old dinosaurs were called, yeah, if you can sell it and get me a buyer for it, I'll split the money with you. That's an affiliate program. Been happening since day one. Hey, you got a bunch of vegetables here, and I see they're piling up over here. If I can get somebody to buy your pumpkins, whatever, will you pay me some money? Yeah, I'll pay you some money. Been happening since the beginning of time. Going to keep happening. Jim Luggington, all right. We're still here as in documentation. A lot of people only stay in monthly subscription programs 3 to 4 months. How would you recommend we keep people on our membership screen? You don't. Or you can try, but I'm just telling you, like, this has been happening for a long time. Long time people stay on continuities a lot of times for 3, 4, 5 months. I do know people who use Ning, the social community service, and claim that they get people, NING.com, to stay longer. It's hard. It's a challenge. Membership sites are not my big thing. That's really Ryan Dice specializes in those, D-E-I-S-S. You know, if you have a membership site and you have 3 or 4 different things in there, you know, that they get value from, they'll probably stay around a little longer. If you got a social community, they'll stay around a little bit longer. The bottom line is, though, people drop out of that stuff. They stay 3, 4, 5 months. They get tired of the billing. The spouse is complaining about it. They get the water bill come in they didn't expect. Kid needs teeth, whatever, braces, you know, stuff happens. You don't really always fight things in marketing. You just know that that's what happens, and you just work with it. You sell them something else. Any good e-sign templates that I can just WYSIWYG? I mostly send out text e-signs, Jay, so you just type the text. But one thing you can do is subscribe to a bunch of e-signs, see what you like. I don't really use the HTML templates, though, for the e-signs. It's not that you shouldn't. I just don't do it. You know, I send a text design pretty much. Jerry Reeder says, what about affiliates creating viral reports? How many affiliate products should one link to? What about affiliates creating viral reports? Well, you create the viral reports for your affiliates. Now, if you're an affiliate, yeah, you can create a viral report too, Jerry. That's fine for a traffic method. how many affiliate products should one link to? Well, when you send out an email, one link per email. Do not link to more than one product per email unless it's an e-zine, in which case you can have more links in there. Is it okay to link to both design and promo dashboards? Sure, but, you know, if you're linking to my products, Jerry, make sure people double opted into your email list. I don't allow single opt-ins because of spam complaints. I missed the iPod thing you mentioned for $40. Oh, Zendoc, it's on one of the tabs there or in the – I think it's in the podcast thing, or it's a separate tab. I don't remember, Zendoc. It shows you the little, you know, when you go to bonus set 4, where the audios are with Keith and Dagan and everybody, the little, it looks like an iPod, and it'll play kind of like an iPod. It looks like iPod's a bad name for it because it looks more like one of these MP3 players. It's not just specifically iPod because there's a bunch of different models. It's just kind of like a generic one. And I suppose there's some risk you should know about in using it. Now, Zendoc, the same URL that we give that to, they got a whole lot of other really tricked out MP3 players. I like that one and think it looks cool. I suppose you could get a cease and desist from Apple, and you could maybe even get sued if they felt it looked too much like the iPod. It's really made to be a little bit more generic and not look exactly like an iPod. So it's, I don't know. I'm using it, but it's in just a membership site. I don't know if I'd put it out there on my main blog or not. There's so many out there just awesome MP3 players. Like just the one where we get that one from. It's $40. It gives you the XML. It's called XML code. It gives you instructions. You basically copy and paste it and change a few URLs and upload it, and it's good to go. There's a lot of really awesome stuff. And everybody's just using these boring audio buttons, and I don't get it. Let's see. How do we focus? I have information overload. Great resources, no production. Well, a lot of people are that way. Small fry. Well, here's the way you do that. You know, you gotta, however you do your task set up, right? You gotta group your tasks under two things. Traffic, getting traffic, and then conversions. Get traffic, convert the traffic. If it's not about getting traffic and not about converting, then don't do it. Now, in terms of actually doing stuff versus learning, and never doing, split it 50-50. Just make the decision. Spend half your time doing, half your time learning. Later on, you may increase the doing part to more than that. But, you know, every day, do something to get some traffic and do something to get conversions, you know, like every day. Is a good place to start. You know, every day place an ad in an e-zine or track something different or do something that's going to help with your traffic. Write and submit an article or, you know, whatever you're doing for your traffic. You know, place a new bid on a word or some pay-per-click words in Google. Every day do something. Every day do a little something to help out with your conversions. You know, whether it's writing a new email that you put in your autoresponder sequence or whatever. I don't know what you saw on your end. Nothing changed. I hit some button. I don't know. Let's see. I don't want to miss any questions here. What's the best way to use your system to become my top affiliate? Well, the thing, if you're going to do that, Charlie, you got to get a list of people that are internet marketers. And, you know, you can make good money selling internet marketing stuff, but it's highly competitive. And I don't even know if it's the best market to start out being an affiliate for. You know, honestly, if you were just starting out learning to be an affiliate, I'd probably go tell you to find easier ground, like out there promoting something that you have a hobby or interest in, if you do, or a passion about that you know quite a bit about is ideal. But if you just can't think of it, promoting internet marketing stuff is fine. One of the problems with promoting internet marketing stuff is the pay-per-click bids can be high. You really got to be real good at the game is the thing, just honestly. I really would recommend you go out and find something that you have an interest in, at least an interest. You know, go to forums. Go to big-boards.com and just go through the forums and see if one of the forums just sucks you in and gets you really interested. Find out if the people are buying anything. Find out if there's banners in there, Google ads in there, if anybody in their SIGFIAT lines have lists, blogs where they sell stuff. And maybe start out selling in an easier market. You know, where you can buy, where there's e-zines that you can buy cheap. Now, if you want to do an internet marketing, I'll tell you how to do it. Number one is you can buy solo ads in the eZine, solo ads and sponsor ads in eZines, offering a free report that you create yourself to get people on your own list. Now you start sending out emails to your list. And again, study Dagan, mattfury.com, F-U-R-E-Y. That's in Promo Dashboards, a great guy to study on emails. Of course, John Alanis, Edmund at Double Your Dating. These are all in Promo Dashboard. Start sending out your emails. Run eZine ads. If you can find some forums where you can buy some banners and internet marketing forums, maybe, you know, create some free reports that you post in forums, and you have a little sig line offering the free report to your squeeze page in forums. Those are ways that you start. But you'd start like that in any niche. It's just probably easier in non-competitive niches. You just got to make sure that there's places you can buy banner ads. A lot of times in these niches, you can buy the banner ads cheap, which really helps, right? Now, I'm not saying you can't make it in highly competitive markets. I talked to a guy the other day. He's getting 7,000 to 10,000 opt-ins in a short period of time in markets like weight loss and so forth, really competitive markets, by, you know, buying banner ads in forums and stuff. You can do it. I think he holds contests. You know, and win the iPod or win whatever, join and, you know, I got to subscribe to the list to win it. And there's laws about doing sweepstakes and stuff, so you got to be a little bit careful. But that's kind of my advice on getting started. Tony, is the answer to the back end then, Marlon, before customers make an excuse to leave? Is the answer to back end then before customers make an excuse? Oh, is the answer to back-end, sell back-end products before customers make an excuse to leave? Well, you're only talking about the recurring billing. That doesn't mean they don't want to buy from you, Tony. That just means they want to cancel the recurring billing. But if you're doing a webinar that you're charging for, if you got a CD course, if you got a seminar, if you got one of a million other things, teleconference call series, see, you know, they'll buy something else. They're just tired of that one thing because it doesn't apply to them or they had a problem with it or whatever. Sell them something else. But it doesn't necessarily have to be during the period of continuity, although it helps those 3 or 4 months to be selling them other stuff, sure. All right, let's see what else we have here. Do you know any killer step-by-step videos on doing PowerPoints? Yeah, the one in Promo Dashboard. We have a whole icon on it. Santos is really great at it. And it's in there. In the Promo Dashboard, you have steps in text. No, Santos did videos on doing the PowerPoints, dude. They're in there. If you can't find them, Tony, post to getyoursupport.com and Timble. But they're in there. Santos did because I personally went over them and made him redo them. There's 3 or 4 videos, all done in one Camtasia theater thing, but there's a series of 3, 4, 5, 6 videos in there, killer videos on doing PowerPoint. It's in there. And it's great stuff because Santos is really great at PowerPoint. And how to do the backgrounds are in there. The whole thing is in there, dude. It's all in there. Just you got to poke around to find it. But again, if you have problems finding it and you just can't, post to Tim. All right. Boy, we've had a lot of questions. Well, that's good. Let me see if there's anything else I really want to say to you. Okay. How do you get people on the list? You find the hot buttons, test the banner ads, create your freebie. How do you get traffic there? This really isn't a traffic product, but the beginning steps are buying banners on blogs and forums, Google Ads on blogs and forums. Those are obvious cheap places to start. Solo eZine mailings, eZine ads are a great little place to start. Let me think. Eventually get into pay-per-click can be real good, especially in niches, can be great. Can just be killer. You know, Frank Kern, for when he did his mass control launch, for his, quote, proof, he showed how he's making $1 million a year in the dog niche. But, you know, that wasn't a mass control product launch, to my knowledge. All that was he got 400,000 people subscribed to his dog training list, and he sends them email selling them stuff. So, it ain't any more complicated than that. He paid a dime, I think, a dime a subscriber or a dime a click, I think, for that list. So, not really any more complicated than that in a niche. How do you convert them? You send them bonuses, deadlines, have podcasts, videos, teleseminars are great, awesome. All right. Well, I think I spoke about as much. Probably y'all are tired of hearing me. Let me bring this off of mute. The problem is somehow I we have this huge problem on the audio, so probably I can't take any more questions by audio. But I will bring it off mute 1 second. I want to thank all of you who are on this call. I hope this is useful and beneficial and helpful to you and eye-opening some, and that you got something from it and learned something from it today. And let me just bring this off of mute 1 second. At least say bye to everyone, and thank you for being on the call.
Take any more questions by audio. But I'll bring
everyone,
it off mute 1 second.
I want to thank
all of you on
the
call. I hope this is useful and beneficial and helpful to you and eye-opening some.
Wow.
That you got something from it and learned something from it today.
Yeah, that really doesn't work. All right. If this was useful and helpful to you in the little Q&A text chat here and you happen to be on the Internet, say yes or say no. If it didn't help you, say no. If it helped you, say yes. And I'll see if you all are still here with me on the call. Hopefully you all are. Or maybe I lost you all. If I don't see any yeses, then I guess I'll wrap this up and send you a recording. All right. Well, looks like I lost you. So I want to say thanks to everyone for being on the call. I hope this helped you, and I hope you have great success with the promo dashboard. And I will try to call back in just in case somehow I missed you all. But I just want to say thank you for being on the call. I hope the promo dashboard helps you, and I wish all of you the best of success. Bye, everyone.
The moderator has disconnected. The call will now end. Welcome to the conferencing service. Please enter your conference ID followed by the pound sign. Thank you. Please hold while we validate your conference ID. Incorrect. Thank you. Please hold while we validate your conference ID. Conference ID accepted. You will now be placed into conference.
All right, everyone, are you still here with me, or have we ended this call? If you're still here, say yes.
Yes.
All right, we still have a few people here. I don't know what happened. We lost people there somewhere, but it was time to wrap this call up anyway. So for those of you who are all on the call still, I want to say thanks for being on the call. It was a little messy in terms of audio. If our recording didn't come out, maybe I'll hold one more quick start call. And for those of you who can't hear this, I want to say thanks for being on the call. And if you have any problems or issues on the promo dashboard, you can go to getyoursupport.com and get help from Tim. So thanks, everyone, and bye.